You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Tokyo time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast.
3 years ago, three-time Paralympic medalist Ali Jawad was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. The British powerlifter faced imminent retirement, but showed real strength for not only getting to Tokyo, but finishing sixth.
Well, Ali, it wasn't a medal for you today, but when we spoke in the build-up to these games, you said your medal was just being in Tokyo and taking part, and you've done that. Well done. How does it feel to have got there and been on the start line, as it were?
It sounds weird. But I think it's the greatest achievement of my life, just being able to perform here after what's happened to me the last 5 years. Somebody said to me the other day that every script that would be written in the last 5 years, I've ripped it and managed to get here. It was never really about the medal this time. It was about pushing Crohn's to the limit that nobody's ever taken it to. We've done that. I've survived unscathed, even though I've been losing every single battle along the way. But you know, with battles, it's the one that is the last one, and I've managed to survive to the last one and pull off a performance. So for me, I've won the war, and that for me is enough.
I know when we've spoken before, you've talked quite graphically about Crohn's disease, but you know, without going into too much detail, how debilitating has it been for you over the past 5 years?
It's been the most negative transformation physically anybody's ever gone through. Just like the muscle wastage, the extreme fatigue, the pain that you're under, pain that you can pretty much pass out from, you can't recover. You're literally living like a zombie, basically. And it's really hard to compete at the very top levels of sport when other athletes are healthy. And then also as well, you've got the side effects, the negative side effects of the medication that I'm on. I had to really juggle a lot. I had to learn a lot about my body, but also learn a lot about my mind and my emotions and it being a rational thinker under pressure and just absorbing everything that it threw at me. But we managed to outsmart it eventually and get here, if you know what I mean. You can never cure Crohn's, but you can see patterns. And we managed to see the patterns and, you know, get me to the platform. And that's what mattered today.
And you were self-isolating before self-isolation was a thing, weren't you? You've been doing it for 3 years.
Yeah, so 2018, when I got that devastating news about how intense my Crohn's was, I knew that from then I had to completely isolate myself from everybody. The only way to pull it off, because then I got to control the variables. I think that what it taught me was it gave me the resources and the tools to actually get through lockdown quite easily. And lockdown itself made me the most productive I've ever been. I actually achieved a lot more in lockdown than I did outside of it. So actually, I've actually achieved a lot in the cycle. Even though it's not a medal, I've achieved way more in life. And I guess that puts me in good stead in the future.
Let's talk finally then about the future. Is it possible? Can you go again for another Games in 3 years?
I'm definitely young enough to come back. I'm lucky in that sense. But I guess for me, I need to prioritise getting into remission first. And I don't know how long that's going to take. I don't know what option that is going to be available to me after this. But I need to get healthy first. I need to be in remission first. There has to be a healthy Ali that does a Paralympic cycle rather than somebody sick every day. And then if I can achieve remission, then I'll think about it. But right now, I need to prioritise my health first and performance second. And I just don't know when I'm going to make that decision to try and find an option that works for me.
Well, great to catch up. And well done again for getting there. Tremendous achievement.
Thank you.
Speak soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.